Welcome to Doctrine for Life with Dr. Joel Beakey. Today we hear the second part of Dr. Beakey's sermon on 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 7, the account of the woman's jar of oil that kept pouring and pouring and pouring until all the jars that she had gathered were filled. This message was originally preached for a Thanksgiving Day service, but it has significance for our lives every day of the year. Dr. Beakey has already spoken of how Thanksgiving is inseparable from an experience of our emptiness and need. Now, as he continues to open up this text, may the Spirit give you ears to hear and a heart to believe the words of eternal life.
Elijah goes on to say in verse 4, "And when thou art come in," after you get all these empty vessels, "shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full." You see, Thanksgiving is not only grounded in empty vessels, but it's also irresistible with filled vessels. But this was a strange command, wasn't it? Puzzling, incomprehensible, impossible. But she obeys. Faith always obeys the command of God. Faith cannot go its own way. Faith responds to God. She believes Elisha is a servant of God. She feels authority in his voice as he speaks to her and tells her what to do. And so you can see her going from door to door, perhaps her two sons as well, asking for pots and pans and all kinds of containers. The neighbors, you could just imagine, are quite surprised. What are you going to do with all these empty vessels? What are you going to put in them? And maybe she even asked herself the same question. How am I going to fill all these containers? Maybe there was the occasional thought, is the prophet mocking with you? You're filling your house with empty containers? You're exposing yourself to the mockery, to the jeers of your neighbor? But she did it. You see, exercise faith. Exercised faith is always equal to the emergencies of daily life. It does not object or reason against God. She got all the vessels together, just as Elisha said. And she shut the door upon herself and her two boys, just as Elisha had said. And then she says to the boys, "Bring me a vessel." And she starts to pour the oil. And she looks away from all human possibilities. She trusts in the word of Elisha, the word of God. She lives by the word. That's what true faith, true thanksgiving does. False faith, false thanksgiving never lives by the word. What about you in this past season? Have you been living by the word? Have you been in the word? Have you been living by the word, strengthened by the word, the word preached, the word read, the word meditated on, the word prayed? She lives off the promises of God to her through Elisha. And the oil came. It came and it kept coming. And as she poured, the vessel was full and the oil was still in her original pot. And she said, "Give me another vessel." And she pours, and it's still there again. And another, and another. It just kept coming. "Bring yet another," she says. All the small vessels were filled. All the big ones were filled. The size, the shape, made no difference. An empty vessel was constantly being set beneath her pot of oil. The full vessels were then moved off, set off to one side. And not even for an extra large vessel does this widow ever have to set down her pot of oil. It just keeps pouring. Now, obviously, this is all a symbol of faith. Faith when it's an exercise. Finally, she says, "Give me yet another vessel." And her son basically says, Well, that's all there is. Literally in verse 6, there is not a vessel more. That's all there is. They're all filled. And then we read this, and the oil stayed. That is, the flow of oil stopped when the last vessel was filled. And this woman is just overwhelmed. She's just overwhelmed. Verse 7a, then she came and told the man of God. Then she came and told the man of God. It's so simple, isn't it? Now remember, the man of God, of course, represented to her, just like in the story that follows, the woman of Shunem. God himself, when she's telling Elisha, in her own mind, she's telling the Lord. She's pouring herself out, as it were, to God. And you see, that's what happens when God blesses us and we respond in true thanksgiving. What do? We go and not just tell him our need originally, not just tell him our vessel is empty. We see no future. We're nothing but sinners. We deserve to die, or we see no future because of this problem or that obstacle or that affliction. But we also go to him when our vessels are filled, when our cups run over, when we're amazed at his goodness. We pour it out to him then as well. Then she came and told the man of God. Has there ever been a time that you just got down on your knees and just poured out your heart with tears and joy and just thank God for who he's been for you? That you're overwhelmed, how he's filled your empty vessel? That you were in some tight spot? Maybe you were in the hospital and you didn't see a way out. Or maybe you had a huge problem in your family. It seemed like there was no future. And God provided and took your empty vessel and filled it. And you came and told him with thanksgiving. You were overwhelmed by his goodness. That's a wonderful place to be. God loves a truly thankful people. It honors him when his people come. As Mary Winslow said, and tell him everything about them. The good, the bad. Tell them everything as if he knew nothing about you, yet knowing he knows everything about you. And then to thank him for all his goodness. The oil stopped when there were no more vessels. You see, God is able to fill all our needs, all that we bring to him. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. That's his promise. Do you believe it? Sometimes I don't. When you look away from Jesus, you don't. Then you're like Peter. And how often we're that way, aren't we? We're like Peter walking on the waves, and we look at the waves and we don't look to Jesus, and then we begin to sink. And then again, God empties our vessel. You get emptied from one vessel to another. And everyone who's ever come to the Lord with empty, open mouths, with empty, longing hearts, shall experience there's an abundance of grace in God to meet our every need. It's all laid up in Jesus. Paul says God has laid up the treasures of salvation in his Son. And so he fills our mouth, he fills our heart, he fills our lives, he fills our empty vessels with Christ. Christ in his natures, Christ in his person, Christ in his offices, Christ in his benefits. Infinite oil in Jesus. By his Spirit, who, by the way, in Scripture symbolizes oil. But Jesus also is the oil. It's both, you see. The Spirit of Christ pours out in our hearts these riches. Until we're so filled that we're overwhelmed with God's goodness. And we cry out with Peter, depart from me, O Lord, from a sinful man. It's like, Lord, you're too good to me. Too good to me. My cup runneth over. And Elisha, notice how he doesn't take any credit for himself. He just says, go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and then live thou and thy children off of the rest. You see, where God gives, he gives so much abundance, you can live off of it. And the law is satisfied in Christ. Jesus meets all our needs as prophet to teach us, as priest to sacrifice and bless us, as king to rule and guide us. And so we just live off of him. We just live off of him. So what a beautiful story, don't you think? This woman lives out of this glorious deliverance. She's full of gratitude. She can say, he's altogether lovely, this great God of Elisha. But maybe you say, well, that's all well and good. And problem is, I haven't experienced this. I've brought God my empty vessels and it seems like there's no answer. Or I brought my needs to God and it's just hard for me to expect things from him because it just seems like my prayers don't get through. Well, could it be, I'm not saying it is, but could it be that you aren't bringing him all your empty vessels? Could it be that you're still looking for something in yourself to make yourself worthy to get an answer? Could it be that you're saying things like this? Well, I try my best, but God just doesn't answer me. As if somehow, I mean, you wouldn't dare say this, of course, but somehow, deep down, there's that little nagging, niggling feeling. If God was just as willing to save me and, or just as willing to bring me out of this affliction as I desire to be brought out of it, or as I desire to be saved, then, well, it would happen. But maybe God is emptying you still. Do you ever think about that? To show you that he fills empty vessels. He wants you to come, not as the righteous come, not as the whole come who have no need of a physician. He wants you to come just as you really are, a poor, empty vessel, a sinner who has no rights. You see, this woman came to Elisha with nothing because she had nothing. And we are to come to God with nothing because we have nothing. Our thanksgiving is often meaningless because we don't know what it means to be emptied. And so we don't know what it means to be truly thankful when our vessels are filled. But the beauty of true thanksgiving is both. We've been emptied and we've been filled with Jesus, by Jesus, for Jesus, for his glory. And the oil stayed. It stopped. Why did it stop? Well, there were no more empty vessels. Temporally, perhaps in this year, you've experienced that God has filled your empty vessel. Maybe you feared in March, April, when the coronavirus came, that you'd lose your job or you'd have to go bankrupt. And here you sit on Thanksgiving Day. And financially, you actually had a pretty good year. Despite all the predictions, the Lord has been so good, hasn't he? To you. He's filled you with temporal gifts. And hopefully you've brought those empty vessels to him, or the fear of empty vessels, which can make your vessel feel empty, even when it's not. And he's filled it. So how much we have to learn from this, don't we? But also spiritually, we often limit our blessings. We limit our blessings because we don't bring all of our empty vessels to the Lord. And so God fills the empty vessels we bring, but often we keep some things back. Or we think, God can't possibly change this, and we hardly dare to pray about it. That's wrong. The Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct all thy paths. Bring all your empty vessels to the Lord, and he can and will fill them when you cry out, as this woman cried, to be relieved from the creditors. You see, our true thanksgiving is often limited because we don't give everything over to the Lord. Spurgeon put it this way: unbelief declares it to be impossible that more oil should come from the oil pot. So unbelief refuses to bring more empty vessels under the pretense of a humble fear of presumption, thus robbing the soul and dishonoring its God. That's me. Too often. You too? Shall we not expect great things from a great God? Not just temporally, but our family. There's a promise in the Bible: all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. Do you plead that promise? Or do you just bring the empty vessel of maybe one child? You see a little spiritual concern in one child. You say, oh, I'm going to bring this empty vessel to the Lord. Lord, please save this child. No. Pray, Lord, save them all. Save them all. I want to bring every child like an empty vessel to the Lord. And every grandchild. I will never forget the day when my dad prayed at our family table after my youngest sister came to the Lord's Supper in Iowa for the first time, and he heard about it. She had been struggling for a while, and God brought her into freedom. And then at that point, by the grace of God, all five of the children were saved. And I remember my dad praying after supper, Lord, by the sheer grace of God, all of our children, we may believe, are now saved. But there's grandchildren that haven't yet been brought in. Save them all, Lord. Let us be an undivided family reserved for the heavenly mansions above. Oh, bring every grandchild as an empty vessel to the Lord. He can do it. Unbelief stands in the way, and our miserable, rotten pride. Throw it away. Put the sword through it. Come with your empty vessel. Come with the empty vessel of your soul's needs. Come with the empty vessel of your soul's yearning. Come with the empty vessel of your soul's surrender of heart and life. Oh, maybe you're saved, but you just know Jesus so little. You have so little communion with him. Tell him that. Come with an empty vessel. Say, Lord, I want more intimacy with thee. I'm going to bring every empty vessel to thee. And he will meet your every need. Remember that one story in the historical books where the king was supposed to shoot arrows into the ground, and he only shot so many. And then, well, the prophet said, okay, you only win that many battles, but if you had kept shooting, if you had kept putting more arrows in the ground, you would have had more blessings. It's the same principle here. Don't hold anything back from the Lord. Maybe your marriage isn't what it used to be. And you say, I've sort of given up No, no, no. You're praying for your children, but not for your marriage. No. Bring that empty vessel to the Lord. The Lord can change your heart. The Lord can change the heart of your husband. He can bring your marriage back to the point, highest point where it ever was and beyond. He can do that in every area of life, but especially in spiritual life. The oil will stop only when we stop bringing our empty vessels to the Lord. Oh, keep bringing those empty vessels, even to the very last one, until the very last day of your life. Dear dying Lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. What are your longings? What are your fears? What are your cries this Thanksgiving Day? Oh, bring your empty pot of oil to the Lord. Go to the greater Elisha. Ask him advice. Petition him. Be like the importunate widow. Ask and beg and knock, and it shall be given you, and it shall be opened to you. But don't plead yourself. Don't put a little oil in the bottom of the vessel and say, Lord, do it because I'm crying, because I'm needy. No, no. Don't bring anything of yourself. Just come. Come in the grounds of Jesus alone. He will not deny the request of a begging, pleading, begging sinner. Ask and ye shall receive, and your joy shall be full. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And that's a taste of heaven on earth. That's one of my favorite texts in the whole Bible. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You taste that, you taste heaven on earth. And then one day, very soon now, blink a few times. And if you're a believer, it will be heaven forever. And in heaven, the glory of God will be eternally being poured out in your soul. And you'll ever be filled with the fullness of the Spirit of God. In heaven, there will be no emptying needed. No emptying needed. Because there's no sin. No sin. Sin free. Sin free. Can you imagine? You'll be sin free in Emmanuel's land. And it will be a perfect world of love forever. So are you feeling empty this Thanksgiving morning? Disappointed? Maybe even disappointed somewhat with God? Disappointed with yourself? But you're not bringing it to the Lord? Please, do your soul a favor. Bring every empty vessel to the Lord. And finally, let me close this sermon by saying to you who don't know the Lord at all, savingly, it will be dreadful to meet God on the judgment day without knowing this life of faith of this widow, this life of bringing your needs to God and being thankful when he responds to them. In the day of judgment, the oil of the Holy Spirit will be eternally stayed to all those who are strangers of it on earth. Seek the Lord before it is too late. Before you hear on the day of days, sinner, for you the oil is stayed forever. You had your opportunities. You rejected them. You refused to be emptied. You insisted on filling your life with the vain things of this world. Bind this sinner hand and foot and cast him into everlasting darkness. For now there is no more oil in the pot. It's too late. My oil is stayed. Eternally stayed. Stopped. Go to him now. In the day of grace, when the oil is still being poured into empty vessels. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Doctrine for Life with Dr. Joel Beakey, a ministry of the Gospel Trumpet. For more information on how to donate to this ministry, or to download free booklets or audio files of previous broadcasts, please visit our website at gospeltrumpet.net. That's gospeltrumpet.net. William Ames said, "Theology is the doctrine of living to God." May God write the doctrines of the Bible upon your heart so that you may truly live.